Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Stefana Johnson, and I'm going to do a second introduction in just a moment as this hangout goes live as well. So I'm Stefana Johnson with actually the author of Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill, and I'm also the owner of Yodelati Fitness Studio here in East Vancouver, Camas. And I am talking today on focus. This is the third component in the five components that I talk about in the first part of Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill. So peace, health, love, joy, success, well-being, a healthy, fit body does not come in a pill, a potion, a quick fix. It does, however, come from a concerted, focused, intended effort and motion put forth by the individuals that desire those peace, joy, love, fulfillment. And so that's what the book is about, Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill. Today, specifically, I'm talking on focus. Just a reminder on what the previous two were. Awareness is the first one. So if we are not aware of our potential, if we're not even willing to be more aware that we have more possibility, more potential, if we're not aware of our truth, if we're only aware of certain, you know, we're aware of what we're aware of. And then there's more that we can be aware of, and there are different things that we can be aware of. So we want to understand that component, that we have the capacity to be aware and to be aware of more and better. And if we just keep that in mind, then we'll never feel stuck or that there's a hopeless situation, because it really is just about becoming more aware. And I liken it to the box. So if we're stuck in a box, right, if we don't even realize we're in a box, but this is a really good picture to get, because even when I'm thinking I know everything about something, I still understand that that's within a scope of a perspective. So it's within a box or a frame, and we can change the framework, the frame of it, and expand it out further or even condense it in smaller, and it changes the perspective, or it changes what we're aware of. And I think that is a really valuable perspective for us to understand as human beings, as parents, as business owners, as health and wellness advocates, as folks that need to be back in control of our own minds, thoughts, bodies, and well-being, and not leave it up to the outside, letting it come and take control from the outside in. All right. So the second one is imagination. To imagine. Our greatest gift is to imagine. And that is truly a gift that we have innately. It's become a lost skill as we've become spectators of a life where everything's done for us, and we're not allowed to cultivate that creativity within ourselves, or we're not allowed for it to foster. Maybe when we're growing up, it's bad to imagine and dream and create, and we've all seen the repercussions and the both sides of that. They've made tons of movies about squashing the dreamers, and yet they overcome. It's always fun to see those underdog movies where the dreamer and the folks that imagine things that are outside of what the box is, and it changes the world. And I believe that that is the truly the greatest potential that we have, is to imagine and to create. And you have it within you, and I have it within me, and all of us do, no matter where we're at, no matter the circumstance, and no matter the situation. But if our awareness is that we only look at something as a certain way, then it stifles our creativity and our imagination, because we're within that framework that doesn't allow us to expand or to remold our life if something's so fixed, then we can't actually redo that, right? The clay and the potter. So if you have a pottery wheel, I don't know if you've ever done pottery, such a beautiful art craft. And if you have the pottery going and the wheel is spinning, you can build the clay and mold it, and it's pliable. So if you stop the wheel and you see that you don't really care for the creation, then you can start the wheel again, the wheel spinning to help create so that that becomes more pliable again. And then you can create and mold it. As opposed to just completely destroying it, you're remolding it. And that is a beautiful concept, once again, for life, that we can remold our lives at any given moment, in any given time. But it requires focus. Because if you can imagine, if you don't focus on what you're doing, you will have confusion and chaos and disbursement. All the clay will go everywhere. But you have to focus the energy. You have to focus that creative force that's within you. And so that's the third step, to focus. So what does focus really mean? If you were to look at the camera and you were wanting to focus in on something specific on an image, then what happens with the aperture or the way the camera is set up is that it will blur out the external area of the area that's just focused on. So there's one point, there's a pinpoint that you focus on, and the rest becomes blurred or fuzzy. And you can do that by bringing it closer or further. And it's the same with life. So if we really focus in on something, then the other noise and things that seem once so important and urgent start to dim away. And this is where I really like to look at core values. What's really important to you? What are your core values? What are your core fundamental beliefs? Not so much what you were raised with. Perhaps those are still and are your core values, but perhaps they're not. Perhaps you've rediscovered for yourself, and this is where awareness comes in, is that you, yourself, can look at your own life in a new moment and decide if this is important or valuable to you, or if it brings you joy, or if it feeds your soul, if it nourishes your mind. Then you can make those choices. But creating or understanding from that perspective of your core values, and from my perspective, there's only 3 to 5 core fundamental values that each of us hold. The rest kind of maybe feed those 3 to 5 really core substantial pieces or pillars that are your foundation of you. And from there, you can, you know, really focus in on what's important and what you want to do, and how you want to do it is the other piece. So, for example, my personal core values that really haven't changed for many years now, dozens, kindness is so important to me. And when someone is unkind, or when I myself am unkind, that's when I feel my worst. I feel terrible about myself. And so kindness is a core value, and compassion and creativity, that fundamental piece of creating and imagining, that's fundamental to who I am. And then trustworthiness, being trustworthy, that's so core. And I can see the juxtaposition of when I'm not feeling trustworthy, or when I'm not feeling that trust, or back and forth, if I'm not creating that, or if I've transgressed against my core values, that's when I feel diminished. So those core values are what help guide us and help us keep focused on where we want to go. Now, my 3 fundamental pieces to how I live my life are my faith and my family and my service. And so I know what I do with regards to my life. I focus on those. Those are the 3 areas that I work on. When I look at service and knowing that that's why I'm here and how I express myself, I can focus in on aligning what brings me the greatest joy and what I'm very good at. That helps me to get very, to be more purposeful in what I'm doing. So if you've ever been lost and not sure about what your purpose or your life purpose is, there's a lot of talk that's been around on, oh, you need to live your life purpose and do your life purpose. But I think before that, you have to know what your core values are, and you have to be aware of within you what your core underlying values are and what your kind of three big rocks are. When I said faith, family, and service, those are my three big rocks or my three diamonds. And I'll give you the quick story around this. So imagine that you have a beautiful tank, and you're going to create this tank, an aquarium type of thing. And you've got these three gorgeous gems that are the feature of this this aquarium that you're making. But you fill it up with the gravel first, and then the water, and then a few other plants, and then you have these three gems, and they haven't gone in yet. And they're the focal point. They're the biggest piece. They're what you want people to be focused on. And then you go to put them in, and the water spills out, and it's overflowing. And so that's kind of the analogy. There's a great story about it that where if you have a jar and you put in all the small sand and gravel and the rocks, and then you don't put in the big rocks first, it won't fit. So you take all of that out and you start with the three big rocks or however many rocks, I choose three, and you put those rocks in first. Then you put the gravel in, and the gravel fills in around those three big rocks. And then you put the sand in, and the sand fills in around those rocks and the gravel. And then you can put the water in, and it all fills in around the three big rocks. So that's my analogy of the three big rocks and what, for me, my three key focus points are my family and faith and service. And for you, hopefully you will take some time to look at what it is that you truly can focus in on. Because if you don't have a focus point, then everything can become this blur. And there's no real focus for your intention and your creativity, your imagination, to put forth that energy force, that life force that is you emanating from your home. And so that's what focus is. So once again, looking at that, if we're going to focus, we need to plant that seed, and we need to nourish it, and it's one seed. You can't plant 5,000 different seeds or even 50 different seeds and hope to get all of them watered, nourished, cultivated, and get really clear and focused. And so that's the third component. We've got awareness, imagination, and focus. I'm Stefana Johnson, and I'm talking about Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill, my little book that I want to share with you in this form. And you can find out more about me and what I'm up to at yogilachi.com, yogilachi.com. Until next time, find out what feeds you and feeds your soul and your focus. And then put your intention towards that. Imagine into that and focus in. All right, peace and blessings.